The intriguing medrash on this week's parsha in the beginning of the fifth parak says Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, and in Bereishis Rabbah they say Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam teaches us Zeh Sefer, something to do with the Sefer that Hashem taught Adam Arishon, even Sirgul HaSefer, what we call Sirtut. He taught Adam Arishon how to make the lines, score the lines that we do before writing the Sefer Torah or Mezuzah, etc. So it's a very strange medrash. Like, why is it, you know, Adam Arishon, the beginning of humanity, the beginning of history, Sefer told us to Adam, you know, why is it so important that he do the Sirtut on the Sefer Torah? So you could, I guess theoretically, perhaps you could say it means that Hashem taught Adam everything. He knew even all the last details. But it still seems strange. Why Davka? What's Sirtut HaSefer all about? So I thought you could say maybe what is ultimately Sirtut HaSefer all about? What is Sirtut HaSefer? Right? You have a Sefer Torah. You write a Sefer Torah. We understand what writing a Sefer Torah means. Whether it's a Sefer Torah or Megillah or Mezuzah, what have you. Basically, you're taking the holiest substance in the world, the words of Torah, you're putting them down. You're basically creating the guidebook and concretizing the most important content possible for a human being to read. So what's the Sirtut? The Sirtut is before you start out with the real content of what you're doing, you make nice lines, you plan in advance, you make the nice lines. So therefore, when you come to write it, you won't go off the page, you won't go up, you won't go down, the writing won't be messy. That there's a tremendous difference, even though the content is divine and sublime, tremendous difference if you planned it out and did your preparation in advance, you'll have a beautiful Sefer Torah which everyone will read and know what to do. If you didn't do your preparation in advance, you might have the most sublime prophecy that anyone could possibly record, but it won't come out right because you didn't prepare in advance. Zeh Sefer told us in the history, the role of mankind, what we're supposed to do in history. Maybe, what did Hashem teach Adam HaRishon? He said, Adam HaRishon, don't worry. There's going to be a Matan Torah, there's going to be a lot of important things in history. You have to go, bring it. You have to bring the world to its redemption by using the holiness that I'm giving you. But first, let me teach you one thing. And when we start off after Bereishis, when we start history, let me teach you one thing. Before you do all these things, you have to make sure to plan, to prepare in advance, to make sure you can do them right. If you wait for the last second and just do what comes to you at the moment, you're not going to get it right. If you think out what your plan in life is beforehand, if you say, oh, I'm going to do all the right things, I'm going to grow, I'm going to do everything, it's not going to work out. If you sit before and you say, how am I going to do it? When am I going to do it? What am I going to do first? What am I going to do second? You make a plan, you'll get history to where it needs to be. Fascinatingly, there's an interesting medrash appears many places. In the Sifra, in the Yerushalmi Nedarim, Rabbi Akiva says, V'haftal re'echa kamocha zeh kal gadol b'torah. Ben Azai says, Zeh Sefer told us Adam kal gadol mimenu. How is Sefer told us Adam a greater klal than V'haftal re'echa kamocha? There are many pshatim, many mefarshim suggest that Ben Azai was really referring to the end of that pasuk and not to the beginning. But if you take the beginning of this pasuk, maybe Ben Azai saying, Rabbi Akiva, of course you're right. You love your neighbors, yourself, everything will go right, etc. But you know what? What if it comes to the moment and you don't feel the love there? What if you end up messing up? What if in the end your neighbor does something that annoys you, that's been the thing that's annoying you the last 10 years, and you hate him instead of loving him? Zeh Sefer told us Adam, maybe, to sit there, make your Sefer in advance, to say, well, how am I going to love my neighbors myself? What am I going to do to work on my midos? What am I going to do to make sure when I get into this situation that I'll react the right way? What do I have to build in myself and plan out of how to structure my life to make sure that I live up to these wonderful ideas, Rabbi Akiva? That's even a klal gadol mimenu. And I think that's the klal, you know, where maybe all of us are not yet at the point where we are changing the course of human history, but we all have our own toldos ha'adam, afilu sirgul, so maybe the greatest klal gadol for our lives is sirgul ha'sefer, to take some time before we go out and do, to take some time to sit and think about cheshbon ha'nefesh, what we want to accomplish in our lives, what we want to grow, what we need to fix, and how we're going to do that step by step in an orderly, straight fashion. Then we can really accomplish what Hashem put us here in this world to accomplish, and bring this Torah from the Sefer Toldos HaAdam to its ultimate purpose of the final Geula. Shabbat Shalom. Sirgul HaSefer.